2. Cargo transport.
2. Transportation. Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Transportation. Transportation refers to the physical movement of goods from a point of origin to a point of consumption. It involves raw materials being brought into the production process or finished goods being shipped to the customer. Transportation is one of the most significant areas of logistics management. Railway, road, waterway, air, and pipeline transportation make up the major modes of transport in modern society. Each mode has its own requirements and features. Rail offers cost-effective transport of large quantities of cargoes over long distance. It is especially good for cargoes with high volume and low value, such as coal, timber, and grain. Road transport is widely used in inland delivery of goods. It is often used for higher value and lower volume cargo over relatively short distance. It is capable of providing a door-to-door service. Waterway transportation includes maritime and river transportation. Waterways utilize for large loads of low value per unit goods. Air transport accounts for the smallest proportion of cargo transportation. The major advantage of air freight is the speed of travel. The longer the distance of the flight, the greater the time saving of the customer. Pipelines are usually used to transit natural gas and petroleum.
3. Difference between logistics and transportation.
Listen to a dialogue and complete the answers to the following questions.
Jack, what's the difference between logistics and transportation?
Logistics is the supervision of the inward and outward flow of goods from their point of manufacture to the point of use of that product by a consumer.
What is transportation?
Transportation is the movement of goods or people from one spot to another.
I see.
Besides, logistics involves the integration of information, transportation, inventory, warehousing, material handling, packaging, and occasionally security.
Transportation is a part of logistics. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. 6. Container transportation. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Containers came into the market for international conveyance of sea freight in the early 1960s. They may be regarded as well accepted, and they continue to achieve even more acceptance due to the fact that containers are the foundation for a unit load concept. Containers are relatively uniform boxes whose contents do not have to be unpacked at each point of transfer. They have been designed for easy and fast handling of freight. Regarding operations, we need to distinguish whether we refer just to a container, which in that sense is called a box, or we specify the type of container under consideration. The most common distinction refers to a so-called standard container, as one which is 20 feet long, describing the length of a short container. Other containers are measured by means of these containers, i.e., in 20-foot equivalent units, TEU, e.g., 40 feet and 45 feet containers represent 2 TEU. First regular sea container service began about 1961 with an international container service between the U.S. East Coast and points in the Caribbean, Central and South America. The breakthrough after a slow start was achieved with large investments in specially designed ships, adapted seaport terminals with suitable equipment and availability, purchase or leasing of containers. A large number of container transshipments then led to economic efficiency and a rapidly growing market share. Today, over 60% of the world's deep-sea general cargo is transported in containers, whereas some routes, especially between economically strong and stable countries, are containerized up to 100%. Due to the positive forecast for container freight transportation, a better development can be expected in the future.
7. Air freight logistics.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Nowadays, the traditional modes of transport do not always meet the growing demands of business. Trucks and rails are not the only way to transport goods from one location to another. Now, air transport has made its mark and reduced the time it takes to ship items within and outside of the country. Air transport is a vital component of many international logistics networks, essential to managing and controlling the flow of goods, energy, information, and other resources like products, services, and people, from the source of production to the marketplace. Companies now use air freight logistics, along with other transport services, to fine-tune their overall shipping process. Air freight logistics is necessary for many industries and services to complete their supply chain and functions. It provides the delivery with speed, lower risk of damage, security, flexibility, accessibility, and good frequency for regular destinations. Yet the disadvantage is high delivery fee. Air freight logistics is selected when the value per unit weight of shipments is relatively high and the speed of delivery is an important factor. The characteristics of air freight logistics are that 1. Airplanes and airports are separated. Therefore, the industries only need to prepare planes for operation. 2. It allows the speed delivery at far destinations. 3. Air freight transport is not affected by landforms. Given the trend of global markets, air freight logistics also has to change their services. The future tendencies of air freight development are integration with other transport modes and internationalization and alliance and merger between air transport companies. The future pattern of air freight logistics is cooperative with other transport modes, such as maritime and land transport, to provide a service based on just-in-time and door-to-door.
Vocabulary. New words.
Cargo.
Transport.
Mode.
Transporter.
Waterway.
Pipeline.
Cost-effective.
Timber.
Inland.
Maritime.
Utilize.
Transit.
Petroleum.
Supervision.
Inward.
Outward.
Spot.
Multimodal.
Carriage.
Liable.
Effect.
Seafood.
Fee.
Advance.
Competitive.
Container.
Conveyance.
Foundation.
Uniform.
Content.
Unpack.
Transfer.
Distinguish.
Specify.
Distinction.
Equivalent.
Breakthrough.
Adapt.
Terminal.
Leasing.
Stable.
Containerize.
Component.
Marketplace.
Fine-tune.
Overall.
Flexibility.
Accessibility.
Frequency.
Landform.
Internationalization.
Alliance.
Merger.
Namely.
Damp.
Watertight.
Airtight.
Temperature controlled.
Consignment.
Tariff.
Proper nouns.
The U.S. East Coast.
The Caribbean.
Central and South America.